gonna do with our children? What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening, and welcome back to MASC's weekly radio show on Family Matters. MASC, Mothers and Fathers Align Saving Kids. Kids of all ages and all stages of mental health issues, including school issues, addictions, whatever it is that you may be struggling with, all your children, any age, please call MASC's confidential helpline. Describe what's going on, and we will try and refer you to the best possible person, rehab, agency, therapist, rabbi, to help you help your loved one. Maybe it's for yourself, maybe it's for your spouse, your child, maybe it's for your neighbor or someone you sit next to in shul. Please write down our confidential number, 718-758-0400. And we have with us tonight, well, every week I say we're so lucky when I have somebody on that is a colleague of mine who takes out time to be on our radio show. But I must say, this is someone that is a dear friend and a colleague. I'm not sure which was first, but I would like to welcome on the very wonderful, famous Miriam Turk from Nefesh International. Welcome. Good evening. How are you?
Ruchama, good evening. Thank you so much for that warm, warm welcome. I don't know if I'm so famous, but I do know that we are good friends and colleagues and kindred spirit in terms of trying to do our little piece for Klal Yisrael at this time. And I must just start off right off the bat how incredibly I've been impressed with MASC and the work that you've done for the past 22 plus years, and how I've been watching and joining you on your successes in terms of being able to help families. And it's quite appropriate for your radio show to be called Family Matters. But what you have done in the past couple of decades was groundbreaking at the time. The thousands of families that you have helped and the tens of thousands of children and teenagers that you and your wonderful organization have helped is quite incredible and remarkable. And it's because of all of those things and all of your dedication to the cause why we asked you to join our board of Nefesh International a few years ago. And it was at that time, that MASC and Nefesh became more closely related because of the work that we're all doing within the community internationally.
Thank you, Miriam, for that welcoming to me. But it's not Raham alone. It's with a wonderful staff that works very hard for the parents and for the club. But thank you. And it is an honor to work with Nefesh and be a board member to help Nefesh grow. So for my listeners that don't know what Nefesh is, can you tell us what is Nefesh International?
So Nefesh International is a group of Orthodox mental health professionals, and our members, we are about 800 strong, 800 plus strong members internationally. We have mental health professionals from all over the world in all different kinds of disciplines, social workers, psychiatrists, psychologists, Rabbanim, marriage and family therapists, people who are doing this kind of work are part of our Nefesh world, where we network and we learn from one another and have trainings and try to really concentrate on some of the tough issues that are going on in the community and how we can best be prepared to handle them as mental health professionals and supports to parents and families.
And can you share who started Nefesh International and why?
Sure, sure. It would be my pleasure, because I always like to thank them publicly because of the service that they did for Klal Yisrael. Doctors Shalom Feinberg and Barry Holzer, I think that they met in medical school and became psychiatrists around the same time, and saw what was going on. And this was in the 1980s, so it was a long time ago. But they really felt strongly, along with Dr. Karen Feinberg, by the way, who does not like to be called the founder, but since I'm the one talking on the radio this evening, I get to mention her as a founder. And they really saw what was going on in Klal Yisrael and how the Orthodox community's mental health needs were not only underserved and misrepresented, but just not getting the proper care of what was going on. And part of that was because of the terrible stigma that was going on at the time, which has certainly decreased over the years. Part of that is because of the work of masks, certainly. So it is more user-friendly to be able to get help now, but at that time it was anything but user-friendly. And there were also only a very small handful of Orthodox mental health professionals at the time. And now fast forward, due to many circumstances that kind of dovetail together, our organization is booming with many mental health professionals, as I mentioned before, and not to mention the many others who are not yet part of Nefesh that we are hoping to reach out to and welcome to our programs that we have throughout the year.
So I'm glad you brought up about the programs, Miriam, because I used to attend, before I became a board member, I attended for many years the Nefesh amazing conference that you put on in December for hundreds and hundreds of professionals. And I think it's so important for my listeners, for the parents out there that are listening, that are struggling with family members with whatever mental health issues or addictions or school issues, whether it's elementary school and play therapist or high school and teenage therapist or marriage counseling, whatever it may be, it's so important for our listeners to know and to hear that it's not that these therapists just graduate and become therapists and don't need ongoing trainings. So I really want you to talk about the benefit of becoming a Nefesh member first, before we go to the calendar and talk about our conferences, etc. So can you just go right to what does it mean to become a Nefesh member?
So great. It's a great question, and a great segue into me being able to share a little bit of my passion and pride in terms of how Nefesh has developed and what's gone on in the past couple of decades. So Doctors Feinberg and Holzer began Nefesh in about 91, 92, when they were sensing what was going on, and they felt really like there needed to be more dialogue about mental health in our community. And their initial push was to really have programs and a community awareness for Rabbanim and Mechanchim. And they saw surprisingly that in their first conference in 1995, the first conference, they were overwhelmed with the attendance of the Orthodox mental health professional themselves, and what was going on that people were feeling isolated. They had gone to school mostly with fellow students that were not Orthodox. They were working in situations of where there was not a Jewish understanding of what was going on, even though some of the patients and clients may have been Jewish. But they really felt that they needed to respond then, switch gears a little bit, and really just completely focus on the professional roles as Orthodox Jews who are mental health professionals. And that is where it really took off, that we do need the emotional support of one another. We as Orthodox mental health professionals do have experiences that are very different than our non-Jewish colleagues. And our needs are both educational and emotional. And even if it's just logistical in terms of we go to a training and what's being served is not kosher, or that the training may be on Shabbos. So as we morphed into a much larger organization that was catering to solely to mental health professionals, I shouldn't say solely, we certainly often try to reach out to educators, as you'll hear soon how we do that, and Rabbanim. But it really became a focus on let's network, let's reach out to our colleagues who are dealing with similar issues, learn how to treat our community the best way possible by offering high quality, top notch programming and intense trainings. And that is what has transpired. So becoming a Nefesh member allows this kind of networking. It means meeting people from all over the world. It means having a place, a safe place to discuss some of the issues that we face. And keep in mind, Nefesh does welcome, and is very proud to say that we have the spectrum of Orthodoxy. It's across the board. So, and as we know, anyone who is working in the community, that welcoming that spectrum makes things a little bit more labedic, and discussions are very fruitful, colorful, and ways for us to be able to learn better.
So basically, just for my listeners that are interested in becoming a Nefesh member, they can go online to the website, Nefesh International, and they can sign up to become a member, and there are very many options.
Right.
Whether you're a student, whether you're a therapist, whether you're a psychiatrist, whether you're other, you can still register online.
Right.
There is a fee, a small fee, but there are many benefits once you register. And some of the benefits I'd like to mention is that we have ongoing trainings, which are very high qualified professional presenters. But before, again, I'm not up to the calendar yet, before we touch on that, I do want to mention that on many of my shows, I mentioned that the importance of therapists being in supervision. And I'd like to touch on that with you, because I know that Nefesh offers supervision. So, to supervise therapists, can you explain how that really is run?
Most certainly, Rahama, and we're actually on the same page, because when I was listening for myself, some of the high points of what Nefesh has to offer if one becomes a member, supervision was actually top on my list. The mental health field is vast and varied, and it's the kind of field where one must always seek out ways to take care of oneself in terms of self-care, because we do hear a lot of things that are very difficult to hear and process and sit with. So we ourselves have to learn how to better take care of ourselves if we are going to go into this profession. Part of taking care of oneself is going for supervision. So that looks like different things for different people. When I first started in the field and had a position at the Jewish Board of Family and Children's Services, that position offered supervision weekly. Fast forward to today, the outpatient mental health clinics are not as available to be able to provide that kind of supervision as frequently or as intensely. And that's a concern for us. It's a concern for us because therapists must be in supervision. Therapists, it's to therapists' advantage and education and learning if they are actually in therapy themselves. That helps them become a healthier, more balanced therapist. Again, it all has to do with self-care. But supervision, supervision means that you need to talk over your cases, hear from a person who is more experienced or has a different outlook on the best way to follow and kind of work with a particular situation. Supervision can be pricey, and we are very well aware of that. So we have been very fortunate to have a number of high qualified therapists who recognize this need and have offered their services for supervision at a lower cost, and we call that low-cost supervision. It can be found on our website in terms of those who have offered. So whereas supervision usually costs X, supervision with the low-cost supervision that we offer costs less than that. So we are grateful for those professionals who have participated in offering their expertise at a lower level. And again, it's because they know the desperate need that therapists must be qualified, and some of that a lot of that comes through supervision. So supervision is one thing. A kind of an offshoot of that supervision is a committee that was started a couple of years ago with the efforts to improve the quality of mental health services to our FRM community, to all communities actually. But you know, we're dealing with our niche in Klal Yisrael, and we call it the Committee on Clinical Competence. It developed a set of guidelines for the consumer. The consumer, meaning Ruchama, many of the people who are listening to your radio show today, people need to know, what should I look for if I'm going for a therapist? What should I look for? What kind of credentials should they have? Where can I find, and what am I looking for my particular need? This is a guideline that we've created, intending to be able to seek those people who are looking for services, to really be able to find a competent provider. Just as a person would like to find a referral for a doctor, a mental health professional is in that same league. There's more vital concerns about a mental health professional. I'm kind of wavering on whether or not I want to say that, but I'm sure your listeners get the impression. If we as mental health professionals are becoming involved in your personal lives, then you need to know that I'm competent. The way you can know that I'm competent is to ask me certain questions, and to learn more about what I have to offer as a therapist. And not every therapist is, just because they are trained, is a good shidduch for a particular family. It does sometimes take time to find the right therapist. But we're very happy with being able to soon go public with our guidelines, so people will become more aware of how they can get the best service.
I'm glad you brought that up. I'm going to interrupt you a moment. I'm glad you brought that up, because it's important, we keep on telling our listeners that it's important that when you do get a therapist name, to call MASC, call whatever organization you want, to verify that there's someone that's credentialed properly, and you must ask the therapist, who is your supervisor? When you do that, you will be able to see whether or not they're on top of their supervision. And if they're not supervised and they start hemming and hawing, that's an issue to think about before starting therapy with them. Just wanted to put that in there.
Yep, that's true. And that's a good segue into another committee that we have, and actually MASC has co-sponsored some of the programs that our school-based therapists have had. School-based therapists, mental health professionals in whose setting is a school, have unique challenges and unique ways in which they need to be better informed, because there are certain, let's say, legal issues impacting school-based professionals as opposed to someone who might be in might be in private practice. They've had Dr. Rona Novick, who is an expert in bullying, and we know that while in a private practice or in a clinic setting, people may see children who are being bullied, we know that in school settings, more of it happens there, so those people on the ground in schools really and truly need to know a little bit more about how to deal with such bullying behavior. Sometimes school-based professionals need to know a little bit more about how and where to place students who are having trouble getting into schools, and also how to interface with the family when the family is not necessarily coming in for treatment as they may do in private practice. But those are all highlights of school-based therapists and the things that committee concentrates on, because we know it's an expertise. Yet another committee that we have that I'd like to highlight is our most active committee, which is our early professional committee. Early professional committee started a number of years ago when there was a thrust for further concentration focused on those who were just starting off in their career, whether they be students or early professionals in the first years of their practice. Now, those early professional therapists also have unique needs that we have been able to respond to and highlight in our calendar year, as the early professionals have an informal barbecue during the summer when it's a more chilled kind of atmosphere, and the guest speaker is again focusing on the needs in a more relaxed way, and on the professional needs that early professionals may have as they are just starting off in their career. This will be the first year, Meretz Hashem, that we are actually having a conference, Bezus Hashem, in Brooklyn on September 12th to the 14th, when it will be geared, and an entire weekend will be geared to focus on the needs of people who are early on in their mental health career, which is very exciting. Going from one conference to the other, we have our annual conference, Ruhama, as you noted earlier in the broadcast, that we have an annual conference in December. Bezra Sashem, this year it will be December 15th. I'm sorry. It will be that weekend. We classically have been able to pull and welcome, I should say, 400 to 500 mental health professionals from all over the world to join us, whether it be for the full day program on Thursday, and or to join us over Shabbos in Long Island. That plus other trainings. There are DBT trainings, CBD trainings, IFS trainings. These are a lot of acronyms that just stand for particular specialties in the mental health world, some of which many of your listeners may be aware of already.
Yeah, thank you. I'm really glad that you mentioned about the upcoming Shabbaton that MASC is a co-sponsor of for early professionals. If anybody out there knows any of this students in any of the mental health schools, the social work schools, let them know about the program, the upcoming program in September. They could register online, and if anyone has any questions, they're welcome to call MASC or Nefesh and discuss the different options of how to become a member, what are the benefits of becoming a member, and any questions, whether it's about the supervision or the conference, feel free to call Nefesh. You want to give out the number for Nefesh, Miriam, please?
Well, I'd like to give out the website first, Ruhama, if that's okay, because
that
is really all of our information. It's www.nefesh.org, N-E-F as in Frank, E-S-H, just like it sounds, and just like you all know, as listeners, how we are really focusing on the Nefesh of a person in the work that we do as mental health professionals.
So, Miriam, here we have an amazing organization, over 800 therapists, like you said, all different types of, Jewish religious therapists that join over 400, I think we were over 400 therapists this past December at your conference, which is just an amazing four-day conference, and spouses attend, and school professionals attend. You don't necessarily have to be a therapist. There are Scunham that attend the four-day conference. They come from all over the world, Brazil and Israel and everywhere that you can imagine. There are people there wanting to learn, to network, self-care about, you know, refilling their own selves. You know, it's so hard to listen to tzaras, to people's tzaras all day long, but many therapists just help people grow. You don't need to wait to have a problem. You want to grow in any way, whether it's your family or yourself. And it's so important to know that there are professionals out there getting trained. I'm not sure I mentioned, but I want everyone to know that Miriam is not only the executive director of Nefesh since 2013. It may feel like since the year 2000, Miriam, but it's so many. You do so much in every year that's why it may feel you're doing it even longer.
Good point.
But, and Nefesh has grown tremendously since Miriam has come on. I do want to also mention that Miriam is a licensed LCSW and has an MSW. So we're talking to someone that is very professional in this business many, many years and is always seeking out professionals to present it, whether it's at the conference or during the year at trainings. And I would like you to please mention for our listeners to know who the exec committee is, please, so that if somebody may know one of them and they say, oh, I didn't know they were involved, yeah, let me think about going online and being a member. So would you like to mention the names of your executive committee, please?
Right. We have an executive committee and a larger board. Our executive committee consists of Dr. Barry Holzer, who's the president, Mr. Yitzi Horowitz, who's the vice president, Chaim Sender, who is the treasurer, Yetta Solomon, who is our secretary, Ruchama, you are on our executive committee, Lisa Tworsky is on our executive committee, Dr. Karen Feinberg and Mrs. Hani Khan are also on our executive committee. Our director of operations, Alice Tusk, is literally the director of operations, as her dedication and her expertise in organizing things has really helped us get to where we are today.
Alice works hard. She has to put up with all of us and a board of directors, which is, what is that, 20 some members that you have?
Yes, indeed.
On the board.
Yes.
So kol hakavod to all of them. I want to thank you for being on tonight, Miriam. I want to wish you should go from strength to strength. And I want to, you know, say I'll have you on again in the future when there are good things to announce.
Thank you. And Ruchama, kudos and hatzlacha for continued successful work with MASC and your team.
Amen. Thank you. And again, our number is 718-758-0400. I want to wish everybody a wonderful evening, a beautiful Shabbos, and always remember, hang in, hold on, hug tight. Thank you, and have a good night.
Flying to Israel, then fly into savings with global rewards from Global Tours. With Global Tours, you'll travel with the comfort of knowing you're getting personalized service as well as the lowest rates, as they are the same or lower as you'll find online. You'll also get a $50 gift card with the merchant of your choice for every $1,000 or more ticket purchased on flights to Israel. Imagine, if you buy 7 tickets, you will get up to $350 worth of gift cards, a terrific bonus in savings. On a business flight, that could amount to a $200 gift card per ticket. Global Tours also takes care of hotels, car rentals, and travel insurance. Listen to this. On travel insurance, you only pay for adults 18 years or older. There is no charge for kids, no matter how many children you have. Take advantage of Global Tours' Global Rewards program of a $50 gift card for every ticket to Israel $1,000 or more. Call 877-C-TEL-AVIV and use the code TALKLINE2019. That's 877-C-TEL-AVIV. Some restrictions may apply.